Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Public executions have risen under the Taliban's rule in Afghanistan, but FMIC's got it work, even in the danger. Then, Bibles for the World celebrates new fields opening up to distribute scripture. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Afghanistan, where four men were publicly executed earlier this month. Nehemiah with FMI says Taliban leaders paint their deaths as a carrying out of justice for their crimes of murder and robbery. But seen from another light,
they have sparked global concern and they condemned over the group harsh and non-transparent judicial practices.
Public execution, which had nearly vanished during the previous government, has seen a resurgence under Taliban rule.
And of course, human rights organizations are warning that such act undermine the rule of law and instill fear rather than true justice.
Yet Nehemiah says there are untold stories in Afghanistan.
Stories of courage, of silent faith, and unwavering commitment of Christ.
FMI partners walk a dangerous path, living under constant threat of extremist attacks, social rejection, and government crackdown.
And yet they pass on steadfast and full of faith.
Please pray for them and for the people of Afghanistan.
We invite you to lift up your voices in prayer and ask God to shield FMI partners and local believers, Christians in Afghanistan from violence, imprisonment, or unjust accusations.
And pray also for the Taliban, as one local partner requested,
that they discover the light of hope in their lives.
Elsewhere, when prison doors slam shut, Iranian believers are left face to face with their persecutors. Just last year, 96 believers were sentenced to a combined 263 years behind bars. Mike Ansari from Heart for Iran tells us.
Iran's judicial system, particularly the revolutionary courts, they play a central role in persecution of Christians.
But these locked doors shouldn't lock us out. Ansari offers some practical ways to support imprisoned believers.
For example, social media activism utilizing platforms like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or other social media platforms to raise awareness about individual cases.
Using the right hashtags can help stories of persecution gain traction and reach global institutions. Another effective way is joining letter writing or petition campaigns calling for specific prisoners' release.
This would include writing letters to Iranian embassies or international human rights organizations to apply pressure.
And finally, support advocacy groups equipped with strategic approaches. In this way, public pressure helped to free Marzia Amirzadeh, Miriam Rostampour, and Pastor Youssef Nardakhani and others. To learn how you can pray and practically help the prisoners of faith in Iran, go to our website. And finally, as the good news of the gospel spreads, Bibles for the World provides partners with thousands of copies of scripture. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World shares that they have exciting new event opportunities in Indonesia, Cambodia, and Zimbabwe.
Each of these outreach events, we look at providing at least 50,000 to 100,000 Gospels of John so that everybody who attends these outreaches or events will get their own copy of the Gospel of John in their native language. In addition to that, we try to provide a New Testament for everyone who makes a decision to follow Christ at these events.
One outreach that's particularly exciting to Podaiti is in Cambodia. Bibles for the World is traveling with their partner to an area around the Angkor Wat temples to pass out Bibles.
So there's a core of those believers are still there. There are still some standing churches from that time. But it's really a country, a body of Christ there that's really young, which is wonderful. In one sense, because they're on fire to share this message of Jesus Christ with their fellow Cambodians. But they're also not as well educated, as equipped, don't have access to the resources.
Pray these new opportunities would be fruitful and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.